Mike's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
That's aforementioned Blue Jays Red Sox game. Tonight, first of three.
You trolling me here with this Blue Jay visor today?
I don't think of it as trolling.
Is that what that is?
But I did wear it with a purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it matches the shirt.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah.
I usually get that right. Which, I mean, actually, you've already started a thing here. I have been meaning to raise this one question about my visors.
Go on.
Maybe now I just will.
Okay.
I think I might have mentioned it last week when I was alone, but, you know.
You haven't tried it on me yet?
Well, you know, I wear all these different team visors. Why do I have them? Like yesterday I wore Milwaukee Brewers. Why? Because why do I have it? I have it because I went to a game in Milwaukee and I bought it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would do every time I went to a new stadium. I would, if they had. I remember being really disappointed in Detroit. Because they did have a visor, but it's like the kind of plastic old person visor a little bit.
Oh, dear.
So I never wear it. It's like it's sort of styrofoam. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, you can't have that.
So that's why I have all these. And if I have them, you know, just mix it up. But
and it's a nice enough way to remember. You know, we don't look at ticket stubs anymore. Like, is anyone saving tickets to ball games in their phone? No.
You don't even get them.
You just delete them after they're used, and like that's the end of it. You got a clear room for other data storage. So this is a nice way to sort of remember, like, yeah, I went to this game, and this is why I have this, you know, this souvenir.
Right. So I have this visor thing, and recently, I did say this on the air, I think. Recently, I was wearing a Pirates visor at that lacrosse tournament 2 weekends ago in Delaware.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
All right. I had the Pirates visor, and a guy said, oh, you're a Pirates fan. And I said, well, no, not really. I said, it just matches the shirt, which doesn't even really match. It doesn't match the shirt. It's black.
Yeah.
I have a black t-shirt on, so I have a Pirates visor. It doesn't match at all. There's no match really happening there.
Black goes with everything.
But I had to say, like, just to be honest with the guy who I didn't know, like, I'm not actually a fan. This has happened to me many times.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If you wear a hat or a visor with a logo on it, I think people assume that's your team. And they're probably right to assume that.
Yep.
In my case, they're not. I'm just difficult.
Right. And I've started doing this too. Like, I have an Orioles cap that I like because I like the colors, I like the style, so I wear it. And then, you know, Red Sox fans online, you know, are just, what are you doing?
Well,
I like the hat.
In my case, like, you know, your interest in a team can be relative. Like, I would say the Blue Jays are probably my favorite team, but when they're bad, like this year, I don't really care at all. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
But when they're great, like last year, I get really into
it. Get right on front. You're you know.
Which is not the most respectable existence for a fan to advertise about themselves.
It's a bandwagon mentality, but, you know, whatever.
But think about how, like, nothing goes wrong.
Right. No, you're bulletproof.
Well, I mean, when they lost Game 7 of the World Series by an inch 5 different times, I hated that. Like, I was upset about that. But really, that went away. And
it goes away sooner if you haven't been as fully invested the whole time or over the decades or whatever. Yes.
Well, should it be a rule in life that you would only wear a sports logo of a team that you like, that you support?
Yeah, support is different. Like, I like the Orioles because I like the gear.
You like the bird.
I like the ballpark. You know, we met Boo Powell years ago. Like, those are good memories. So I like the
Wesley
Orioles.
John Powell.
Like, I do not, you know, I don't root for them over the Red Sox. But even I'm more like you with the Blue Jays, with the Red Sox, than I've ever been. Like I wasn't paying attention, and then they won 14, 15 in a row. Okay, you've got my attention. But it's very casual. Like, there was no heartbreak when they got knocked out of the playoffs last year. It's just like, okay, you know, that was fun. I did not expect to see you in October, but here you were, and like, thank you for coming.
I have to correct myself already. John Wesley Powell.
Oh, okay.
There was a Civil War figure named John Wesley Powell, I think, that maybe he was named for. It's not Wesley John Powell. It's John Wesley. It's his name. Boom,
yeah.
Powell.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
showing off, and I messed it up. Yeah. All right, so where does that leave me? Like, do I have to start liking the Brewers and start liking the Pirates? And start,
I don't know,
like,
man.
Everybody then.
I think before I started collecting these hats, and now the only off-brand team hat I do have is this Orioles cap. I'm not collecting major league, but I might buy other teams if one crosses my face and I go, oh, I kind of like that. That would go well with this shirt I wear golfing. Let me get the hat. Like, it's all about just, you know.
Well,
can I wear it? Would it look appropriate
for you? It's an exception. For me, it's the rule.
Right. What I'm about to say is, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, before I started collecting these new era 5950 flat brimmed caps, I might have been harder on you about it. Because like, what are you doing? You're a poser. What are you doing? You can't just wear a different team's logo every day if you don't care about the team. But I'm guilty now, so I can't. I'm pot kettle black over here. I cannot assail you for this. So I'm gonna. You know, you're asking the wrong guy if you want to be told you got to change, because I'm doing it too. So I'm not gonna tell you can't do it when I'm gonna do it. I might wear the Oriole hat tomorrow.
It's gone completely in one direction for me, gradually over many years, and that's fantasy's influence on me. And just like, you know, these are all guys from other places. I have gotten pretty. I don't want to say it like in a negative way. I'm not embarrassed about it, mm-hmm. but just sort of like, yeah, to me they're kind of all the same, and thus this. Just sort of works for me, but it is a little bit embarrassing when somebody sees you wearing a Pirates hat mm-hmm. and asks you about the Pirates. Like, I can have a conversation about the Pirates, sure. but I don't care if they win at all.
Yeah.
So
you might know more about the Pirates than some of their fans.
Well, okay. I think I'm maybe, I don't really deserve to wear it almost. It's like that. That
yeah.
It really should be for their fans.
Right.
You go to a, you know, for example, a place like that, a lacrosse tournament where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people from all over the Northeast. I mean, my goodness, we played a team from Minnesota. We played a team from Georgia. Right? So they're from all over the country. And here's a guy. Why wouldn't I have a Bills visor on or something? I don't know. I don't own a Bills visor. I used to. I had this. One of my favorite visors that I've since lost was white with the red standing buffalo.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't know where that is anymore. So. That's what I probably should. I wear the Sabres visor, you know, because, you know, you're walking past all these people at like a festival or one of these sports tournaments, and that's your cue. Like, they're one of us or they're from the other team.
That is maybe the biggest problem that I feel like I would feel funny about is if I were wearing this Orioles cap in an airport on my way somewhere, and someone in an Orioles jersey, like, hey man, thumbs up, or like whatever,
fist
go
bump.
O's, or whatever. I don't even know what the lingo is, right? It's been a long time since I've been to a game at Camden Yards, but I'm going to be like, yeah, sure. Like,
you just do it.
I'm not really on your team. I just like the cap.
You don't know the handshake. If there is a
right, that's right.
A handshake.
Whereas,
you don't know.
I mentioned how, like, when I went to Spain a couple summers ago, I wore my white Bills cap with the blue buffalo on it, and I was the only headgear I brought with me on that trip. I wore it on the plane, and I wore it. I didn't wear it every day, but I had that hat. And not one time in Europe did anyone mention, like, did I come across someone who went, go Bills.
You were kind of thinking that would happen.
I was kind of thinking it would happen. Yeah. I mean, people tell you that happens all the time, and it's in random places, but I didn't get anything. You remember this? I told you the stewardess, the on the way home, the male flight attendant, he looked at the hat and said, go Bills to me. He was Canadian. And I said, you know, I did not get a single one of those in 10 days in Europe. And he said, where were you? I said, Spain. He said, They might have just thought it was a bull.
Yeah.
It just didn't even pay attention to what, like, that it's a Bills hat. Because it's not like Bills colors. You know, it's like it's white with a blue. It's a little off, you know, the normal stuff. It's not like a blue hat with the red buffalo on
sure.
it or something.
No, right.
It's a little more identifiable. Anyway. So yeah, you are running the risk of being misidentified in that way. That is a sort of a universally accepted camaraderie that fans, I think, really relish. And you're not stomping all over that, but you're like willfully, deceitfully participating in it, I guess I would say. Me too. Like, again, with my,
that's really what I'm asking is, because I feel like I know that.
Yeah.
And maybe I should do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
I'm not on the road that often. So it doesn't really apply to me that often. That
right.
I'm going to need a Bills or... I mean, I do wear the Sabres visor a lot when I'm away, if mm-hmm. not also.
Yep.
When I'm here. Bulldog is an Orioles guy and a Red Sox fan and an ESPN guy, like your browsers right now, you've got two screens, ESPN usually for you, right?
Yeah, I've got, standings, I've got last news. Year's Bills stats, the standings from last year, the schedule for this year. I've got the Sabres stats at ESPN.com
okay.
open, four ESPN.com screens open.
I, except unless it's a link to like a Bill Barnwell or Greg Wyshynski column, have probably not opened ESPN.com in 15 years. I just never think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more on the reference sites. ProFootballReference.com, HockeyReference.com, BaseballReference.com. Rarely am I on the basketball version of the reference sites, mm-hmm. but I went to it today because I wanted to see some LeBron stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe, I'm not sure if it's run by different people, but there are some things that are different about it. One being
compared
that,
to the other reference sites,
yes.
you mean? Okay.
I believe this is different than any other reference site in that, you know, group. Is so, like, if you go to any of them, profootballreference.com, look up Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs, better example. Look up Stephon Diggs. You'll see a Vikings jersey and his number, and you'll see a Bills jersey with his number, and then you'll see a Houston Texans jersey mm-hmm. with his number, and then you'll see New England Patriots jersey with his number. And if you're on a team that changes, I think maybe, I don't know the policy exactly, but I think maybe if they change anything about their uniform, there is a second version of it that shows up. Like if the blue gets a little bit darker or lighter, then they'll put up, you say you're on the same team, you have the same number, but there'll be another jersey added.
So there might be a fifth jersey though you've only been on four teams.
Yeah, like that, gotcha. That can happen. Even maybe Allen has two. If the Bills ever change their
mm-hmm.
stripes, you know, so to speak,
yep.
then there would be two. LeBron has 11 jerseys on his page because... And not even including Philadelphia, which, thankfully, there's at least one place left in the world that would not put him in a Philadelphia 76ers jersey yet, because he's never worn one. So let's not do that. But, of course, the tweet that announces the move has, there he is in a full Sixers right. uniform. Lovely. Not everybody hates that, but I hate that. His high school jerseys are shown.
Okay. That's interesting.
St. Vincent, St. Mary.
I wonder.
Akron, Ohio.
I wonder how many NBA players, active or even in history, have got high school jerseys.
Well, like, that's a good question.
Do you have to have been, like, maybe Kobe Bryant, because he came right from high school to the NBA.
So did LeBron.
Maybe, right. So maybe that's why. I wonder if other players have college,
I don't know.
College jerseys.
I haven't gone to a second basketball page today, but I'm still on the LeBron right. page. It also has his Olympic team jerseys.
Okay.
And that's four of these. 04, 08, 12, 24. Maybe did he not play in the other Olympics? I don't know. But, you know, I'm used to a certain protocol
mm-hmm.
when it comes to these sites. And instead, on, you know, on the basketball site, and you're asking if that's true of, like, other NBA players, you would want to think so. Is every, no way, right? Is every NBA player's high school and college jersey shown on their reference page? One thing that is the same is the nicknames, though. There are 10. He has 10 nicknames.
Okay, 10 nicknames.
You want to tackle this?
Well, what I want to ask first is King James and the King separate?
There's only King James.
King James, okay. I just wanted to make sure they weren't just fattening up by using different versions of that. Okay, so King James is one.
King James.
Brawny.
Bron.
Okay, yeah, the kid is Brawny. Yeah,
yes.
He
used to be Brawny.
Right, maybe.
But they took
when
it
he was
away.
Younger. Yeah, now the kid's got it.
You might get one more.
Goat?
Lil Goat.
Okay, I'm going to claim that as a win.
Are you?
I think that's what that implies, goat. I mean, it's goat derivative.
There's only one other one, goat derivative. There's only one other one that I think I've ever heard that I thought maybe you would get. LBJ.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
Even though his middle name is Raymond. But, the capital B. So LBJ.
Right.
Chosen One. The Little Emperor. I mean, he's 6'9". The Little Emperor. The Akron Hammer. L-Train.
The Akron Hammer.
I know. That sounds like a very old-timey wrestler. The Akron Hammer. Benjamin Buckets and Captain LaMerica. Also, position. The next line is position. Small forward, power forward, point guard, center, shooting guard. He's played them all.
Mm-hmm.
He plays every position. Wow. I mean, that seems commensurate with 10 nicknames and 11 yep. jerseys and all these awards and honors.
Kobe Bryant has 2 high school jerseys on his pro basketball reference page.
Okay.
Different numbers. 1993, Lower Merion High School, number 24. Following season, no, actually 3 seasons. 94, 95, 96, Lower Merion High School, number 33.
What's that, Philadelphia?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, it's, the Lakers. And
his
then
dad.
Then his Team USA jerseys are there from
what do you think of that?
Olympics.
I got Boot Powell open. There's no Olympic jerseys or high school uniforms here.
Now I want to find someone who we know went to college. Who do I want to pick? Christian Laettner.
All right.
All right. Let's see if there are.
What's his number? 32.
Nice.
At Duke.
I don't need to spell Christian Laettner. They knew who I was looking for.
Is that right?
Yes.
32 at Duke.
I got Chris in there, and it went right to Laettner. The first jersey. Oh, what is this?
Nichols.
There's some pop-ups here. Pop-up traffic. No, the first jersey here on his page is his rookie year Minnesota Timberwolves.
So he doesn't qualify.
He does not
Christian
have,
Laettner.
So Duke is
does not,
not
qualify.
I was wondering if college would be there in place of, because, Kobe and LeBron didn't go to college.
There is a college reference site, like even for football.
Mm-hmm.
I know from looking up, like James Cook at Georgia, there's another page, it's another site that has his college stats. So maybe basketball would have that too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you're looking at Laettner, you might see like college stats and then a link, and there you might see his Duke.
Meanwhile, kit. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Who's this? Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Laney High School Buccaneers, 80-81, number 23.
Was he cut? Was he not cut from that team?
Maybe this is post cut.
Okay.
University of North Carolina, 81-84, and then. Team USA, 84 Olympics, and then all the
so games. It has his Carolina jersey?
It has his Carolina jersey and a high school jersey.
Okay, well, that's different.
Laettner has neither.
Okay, right. And, LeBron wouldn't have, or Kobe wouldn't have college. They didn't go to college.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I wanted to if you went to college, from high school, is your college jersey represented? In the case of Christian Laettner, the answer is no. Jordan went to college, but unlike Laettner, has both his high school jersey that maybe it's the level of star you are to some extent.
Maybe if you get the high school, you get the college too. We need to find somebody that their college jersey shows, but not their high school jersey. Because who would even know the high school? How many NBA greats can you even name where they went to high school?
Very few.
I mean, if you're like a super fan, you can do it. You're going to know Garnett, maybe. You're going to know LeBron. You're going to know Kobe. I couldn't have named. I know LeBron's high school because I have a friend who went there. But like that could be that might be the only one I could name. I know Laettner went to Nichols. I know that too.
That's local
Buffalo
knowledge.
Guys
That's
I
local
might
knowledge.
Know.
James Harden, Oklahoma City Thunder. Nothing prior to that. No college, no high school, no nothing.
Okay.
I don't know, want me to try somebody
Steph
else.
Curry.
I'm on a roll here. All right.
Look at Bulldog navigating the reference sites. This is groundbreaking. Look up Steph Curry, Davidson, but I don't know where he went to high school. I couldn't name his high school.
I don't know why I went to Seth, not Steph. Which was a
that's a miss.
That's a big miss. What do we got here? No, just Warriors starting in 2010.
Does not rate. High school, college, does not rate. Steph Curry.
Right.
Okay.
One of the best players of this generation.
Absolutely. What do you have any feelings about LeBron going to Philadelphia? You've been a LeBron guy.
Yeah. I guess if he is back on a team that plays in this time zone.
Okay.
And then gets, you know, look, I'm not going to tell you in November I'm going to go, okay, where are the Sixers? Where's the Sixers game tonight? I'm going to be watching a hockey game like 100 times out of 100. But once the playoffs arrive, yeah, that'll draw me in. That'll draw me in. I think because I've always rooted for him.
Yeah.
Not always. I did not like the Miami thing. That was he turned villain, and that just was not that cool. But so I loved him, wanted him to have success in Cleveland. He left. He was kind of, I don't want to say dead to me, but I watched him in those Miami teams in the finals, but I wasn't invested in it. So it just felt kind of gross. But once he got back to Cleveland, I was all in. And I wanted him to do well in L.A. too, I would say. So yeah, I'm a LeBron guy. That's fair. And
I like the time zone point.
I think I will pay more attention because he's playing when I'm awake.
And you might think now this is it. And I don't, again, not paying the closest attention to this over the years, but I don't think we ever got to this is the end for him. Even like last year in L.A.,
right?
Was anybody talking like he was going to retire? Weren't most people expecting he was going to just sign somewhere and play and keep playing? Which is what happened. So, you know, a guy like this, even if it's not your favorite sport, you might want to see it when it's their end. And, you know, now it sounds like this is that.
Right. Philadelphia. I think he's mostly said, like, this is my last Zach decision. Had it in the update. This is my last decision. So,
whether it's more than 1 year or not.
Yeah, it's a two-year deal. So,
two-year deal.
I mean, you know, that doesn't mean he has to play next year.
Like $500,000.
He can do whatever he wants.
Or maybe a little bit more than that. Way less than Patrick Kane got.
I just love all the who's beating this team. Like, who's stopping these guys? And I'm looking at that. Like, again, I don't follow it super closely, but doesn't Embiid miss, like, more than half of every season?
You know what?
Like, he's like, what do we do? You put him on that graph, like, who's stopping these guys? I'm like, arthritis. Like, he's stopping this team. Like, what do you? If you're counting on him, like, I know you've got all these other dudes. Like, those other dudes maybe can do it on their own. But, like, if you're counting on him, you might want to mention that he played 19 games last year.
Well, you know, having said that, let's get to our first guest after the break, Sam Paniadovich. He'll be able to speak intelligently on this. I cannot. I'm not even going to try.
I think we did great so far.
He did. We mostly talked about the internet. He did text me about the Sixers, like how the odds have come down on the Sixers, of course, you know, maybe being a favorite or the favorite now. So Sam will know. Do some football with him too. Sigmund Bloom today as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday. Beautiful day. Thanks for joining us. You can do that on the video stream now if you didn't know, on YouTube or Twitch. You can see us do this talking and, you know, reacting and, you know, sometimes scratching and pointing.
Oh, it's great.
Adjusting.
Yeah. You don't know what you're missing.
Comes with it. It's really big. Yeah. It's quite a phenomenon. Sammy P. after this on WGR.